When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today, we look back at the year 1991.
Yesterday once more.
Operation Desert Storm brings Saddam Hussein's Iraqi invasion of Kuwait to an abrupt end. The once powerful Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR, ceases to exist and is split into numerous independent states. International sanctions against South Africa are lifted as hard work to find peaceful solutions commences between the National Party government of F.W. de Klerk and Nelson Mandela's African National Congress. And the entertainment world loses one of its biggest stars to AIDS. From the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Canadian Bryan Adams recorded a smash hit in 1991, spending a total of 16 weeks at number one with Everything I Do It For You.
Not worth trying. was true. Everything I do. Oh, I do it for you.
International headlines. On the 27th of February, US President Bush declared the end of the war for the liberation of Kuwait. With invading Iraqi President Saddam Hussein describing the conflict as the mother of all battles, the fleeting war ended in devastating defeat for Iraq. Saddam had sent troops into Kuwait the previous August, with the United Nations threatening Iraq with war in November, unless their troops were withdrawn by the 15th of January. On the 16th, the United States and their allies launched Operation Desert Storm, an air war, followed on the 24th of February by a ground battle, which lasted just a few days. With much of the Iraqi army fleeing the battle scene, leaving burning oil fields behind them as they fled. On the 8th of December, the USSR was dissolved, with Mikhail Gorbachev resigning as executive president on Christmas Day, as the state no longer existed, while Boris Yeltsin, newly elected leader of Russia, and the leaders of the other new republics, Belarusia and the Ukraine, signed the declaration ending the USSR. It was replaced with the CIS, or Commonwealth of Independent States. Also now independent from the ex-USSR were Armenia, Azerbaijan, Estonia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Latvia, Moldova, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Georgia. The disintegration of the old USSR had been marked by corruption, prompting the New Yorker to report that Russia had more billionaires than any other country in the world. With continuing ethnic conflict in the old Yugoslavia, the Baltic country was on the brink of all-out civil war, with Serbia already having declared independence the previous year, and on the 25th of June, Croatia and Slovenia declaring their independence, sparking even further unrest and uncertainty. Meanwhile, after the collapse of the communist government in Albania on the 4th of June, chaos raged in the country, with tens of thousands of Albanians, including police and army deserters, fleeing to nearby Italy in August. On the 31st of July, ex-Soviet leader Gorbachev and US President Bush had signed the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty to further cut their nuclear arsenals by another third. American diva Cher with her 1991 hit, The Shoop Shoop Song.
Stay a while and listen to this and that and listen. Superstar song shows on Springbok Radio.
Turning to Europe, on the 9th of December in the Netherlands, the European Council began negotiations for a treaty on European Union, which was eventually signed in February 1992 and ratified by 12 countries 2 years later, bringing about the European Union, which had been preceded by the Common Market and the European Economic Community. On March the 14th, the Birmingham Six, jailed for a terrorist pub bombing in 1974, were freed after their convictions were overturned. An amazing story of courage and resolve, it was accurately captured in the film In the Name of the Father, starring Daniel Day-Lewis. The last of the American hostages, Terry Anderson, held in captivity by terrorists in Beirut for 6.5 years, was released on the 4th of December, after Terry Waite, envoy of the British Archbishop of Canterbury, had been released on November the 18th. Prior to these events, Irishman Brian Keenan was freed on the 23rd of August and British journalist John McCarthy on the 8th of August. On the 21st of May, Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated by a bomb hidden in a bouquet of flowers he had accepted while campaigning for re-election. His predecessor and mother, Indira, had also been assassinated in 1984. South Africa's Server. South African political leaders came together at CODESA, the Convention for a Democratic South Africa, signing a declaration of intent to create a post-apartheid constitution by consensus. 19 different groups were represented, with notable absentees the Pan-African Congress and Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi's Inkatha Freedom Party. Complex issues were on the agenda, with President F.W. de Klerk rejecting simple majority rule in favour of power sharing, with inbuilt safeguards for the protection of the minority white group advocating a federal arrangement, while the ANC and its partners lobbied for a unitary state, an all-powerful central government and a winner-takes-all electoral system. Recognising the transformation in South Africa, the US Congress repealed the Comprehensive Anti-Apartheid Act and all remaining US sanctions in July. Then wife of ANC leader Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, was sentenced to 6 years imprisonment in 1991 for her involvement in the 1989 abduction of four youths and the murder of 14-year-old Stompy Sape. Astonishingly, later the sentence was reduced to a 15,000 rand fine. Arts and entertainment. The brilliant composer Freddie Mercury, lead singer of the immensely successful group Queen, became the latest victim of the growing AIDS menace in 1991. Bohemian Rhapsody, the first video ever to promote a single recording, was released by Queen in 1975, and the song was re-released after Mercury's death, again becoming a huge hit.
Didn't mean to make you cry. If
Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves swept the boards with the most Oscar awards in 1991, while another of his movies, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, was also one of the year's successful films. Other top films included The Silence of the Lambs with Jodie Foster and Anthony Hopkins as the psychopathic cannibal Hannibal Lecter and Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator 2, Judgment Day. South African novelist Nadine Gordimer was awarded the 1991 Nobel Prize for Literature. Her first notable book had been 1952's collection of short stories, The Soft Voice of the Serpent, and since then, her thought-provoking, unsentimental works had kept her at the forefront of the international literary world. Lost to the entertainment industry were ballet dancer Margot Fonteyn, South African dancer and choreographer David Poole, and local writers Jack Cope and Ace Kricher. Sport. The second IRB Rugby World Cup was hosted by the British Isles in France in 1991, with Australia emerging as victors in front of a capacity crowd at Twickenham, beating England 12-6 in the final. Leading try scorers in the tournament were Australia's David Campisi and Jean-Baptiste Lafont of France, each dotting down 6 times. In athletics, American sprinter Carl Lewis set a new 100-meter world record of 9.85 seconds, while another American, Mike Powell, shattered one of the longest-standing field event records, jumping an outstanding 8.95 meters in the long jump, beating the previous record of 8.90 meters set by fellow American Bob Beamon 23 years earlier in Mexico at the 1968 Olympics. Manager of the best-supported football team internationally, Manchester United's Alex Ferguson, after picking up his first silverware at the club by winning the 1990 FA Cup final in England, went one better in 1991 when his team defeated Spanish club Barcelona 2-1 in the European Cup Winners' Cup final in Rotterdam. From here on, Manchester United would dominate the English Premier League and go on to win further honours in Europe as well. Sporting embargoes against South Africa came to an end when Colin Cowdrey, who was at the crease when the last England-South Africa match ended, announced the end of the International Cricket Council's boycott. And basketball star Irving Magic Johnson revealed that he was HIV positive in 1991 and announced his retirement from the sport. The increasingly controversial Michael Jackson, who by 1991 had transformed himself from a full-blooded African-American to a somewhat paler-shaded individual, with his hit from the year, Black or White. On the 5th of November, media magnate Robert Maxwell disappeared under mysterious circumstances from his yacht near the Canary Islands, starting speculation he had committed suicide. Rumors which were strengthened after it was discovered that the billionaire had misappropriated millions of pounds from company pension plans, leaving thousands of penniless retirees. And to close the show this week, in September, a German couple, while climbing the Austrian Alps at an altitude of 3,200 meters, discovered the preserved body of a 5,000-year-old man, frozen by the ice of a mountain glacier. The man stood at just over 5 foot tall and was found with a bow and arrow slung over his shoulder. Studies at Innsbruck University in Austria revealed that Otzi, as he was named, was alive around 3350 BC and that he'd probably fallen asleep in a snowstorm all those years ago.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Thank you, listeners, for joining me for the last few minutes. as I recall just some of the news headlines and listen to just some of the popular songs from the year 1991. Join me, Neil Hendrikser, again next week as we travel a bit further down memory lane to the year 1992 in yesterday's tomorrow's today.
Yesterday once more.
This is PCJ Radio.